reminiscing, man. Remember your grandpa, man? Uh-huh. Rest in peace. He had that 1979 Caddy Coupe DeVille.
Oh, hell yeah.
The gold joint, the big living room couch. It took up like 5 parking spots.
Hell yeah. That's what luxury's all about, baby.
Oh, yeah. We got to show them what luxury's all about, man.
Oh, yeah?
Word up. Why don't you tell us about that car? Talk about a Cadillac for a black man in the early 80s.
It's kind of pimpish right here. Let me check it out. Yeah, 1979, Norman Lear let good times go off the air. Sugar Hill made a hit with rappers delight. Assimilated Negroes started cutting their hair. Disco finally took an L for real. McDonald's made the Happy Meal. As for me, in February, I turned 2 years old. And that June, my granddaddy said it's time to get bold. Cadillac dealership, wide brim hat. Told the salesman I need to roll around in that.
Oh yes,
dressed to kill, took the steering wheel. A 1979 Caddy Coupe DeVille. Gold on the outside, gold on the inside. Smelling pleather made me sick as a child. Had an 8-track player, 2 tapes in rotation. Lou Rawls and Barry White, so fuck a radio station. Grandpa, he was killing them, leaning to the right, gas tanks, he was filling them. Even though he only drove to the stove, a black man with a Cadillac, you know he wasn't poke. By the time I got my license, he had sold it, but it felt good to see Grandpa getting bold with it. So the hard-working black man pimps and max. By the time you hit 60, you best to have a lap. And tell the white boss at your job.
Yo, Zone, what you tell him, man?
To kiss your pimpin' ass.
Say what?
Kiss your hard-working ass. Lay back on the pleather, step on the gas.
I'm a coke to fill with the wood grain dashboard. Cocaine tire with big boy steering wheel. Hey, yo, every hood had one. The piece of the American pie with more to come for some. We had aunts and dads and uncles.